somebody who has been married, I remember like when I sat down with my bridesmaids, I basically said to them, listen, I don't want to make this a pain in the neck for you. This is a dress I want you guys to wear. If you don't want to wear this, just wear any black dress. Like, here's the dress I would like you to wear. And they're like, no, what dress do you want us to wear? Let's all go shopping. And we all went shopping. There was about six of us. We all went shopping and they all bought the dress. So I was like, okay, cool. Wear the same dress. Like a black dress. Yeah.
Well, isn't that bad luck?
No. For bridesmaids? No, I'm for the bride, maybe. Although I think Sarah Jessica Parker wore a black wedding dress. But no, for the bride, maybe it's bad luck. But no, bridesmaids, they can wear whatever you want, whatever colors you have.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, so I had said to them, listen, I'm going to pay for everything. Like, I just want you to, if you can show up, I know it's a big time commitment. So here are the things that I want to do. Feel free to come. If you don't want to come to anything, I'm good with that. And we're cool.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents and his parents paid for everything. So my bridesmaids didn't have to shell out a dime except for their dresses. But we went and we got them at like Nordstrom Rack where, you know, their dresses were like all under $100. They were not expensive.
And how many of them did you have?
Six. And they each chose to buy. And I said, if you don't want to spend this money, just buy any black long dress. I don't care. Black long dress, choose one. They're like, no, I think it'll look great if we all wear the same dress. We were all friends with each other, so everybody wanted to, you know, look alike and wear the same dress. And that's what they chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to spend. I mean, I think the dress like was $86. It wasn't like, I didn't ask them to buy like a $400 dress. And believe me, I've been a bridesmaid and they have sent me, I've never spent less than $200 on a bridesmaid dress in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for me finding a dress under $100, it was like, thank you.
Can you ever wear it again?
Yeah, it's a black.
No, I'm saying the ones that you bought, were you ever allowed to wear them again? Or were they just
allowed?
Ugly?
I could do whatever I want.
I mean, or were they just ugly and you didn't want to wear them again?
No, I don't fit into them anymore. But when I did have them, yeah, they were simple. One of them was this really cute J. Crew chocolate brown long dress. Another one is something called a butter dress, which is really awesome. It's the bottom is just a skirt and the top are like these big long strips and you can put them around. It's like, it's a pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it into like a halter. You can make it into an off the shoulder. You can make it a crisscross. You could do anything with the top. So we all bought that dress. It was in cream color. It was gorgeous. And we all did different tops with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was stunning. It was stunning. So, yeah, I have worn those two bridesmaid dresses again. The rest I just kind of, you know, gave to charity because I was never going to wear them again. So this woman who's getting married, what she did is she sent a bridesmaid letter to her bridesmaids and she gave them basically an itinerary of what she would like, what she would expect.
Mm-hmm.
But in there, she basically said, here's what I want. Feel free to do none of it. And if you do none of it, we will still be friends. So before I tell you what's in the actual letter, here she is explaining the letter.
The letter that she sent out to everybody.
Yeah, the letter that she sent out to everybody. She's explaining why she did it. It was a reaction to somebody else talking about how much money they spend as a bridesmaid.
Before I got engaged, I was a bridesmaid before, and I wasn't fully aware of all the costs and expectations associated with being a bridesmaid. I felt very insecure doing this, but I'm ultimately glad that I did, and that was include a letter of what I expected for my bridal party.
Oh my God.
I just put it in this cute little envelope and included it as part of the bridesmaid proposal box.
Two-page letter.
And in that letter, I outlined time commitments, so I told them if they live over an hour away, they didn't have to worry about making it to the bridal shower or to go wedding dress shopping with me. It was fine. I also specified money commitments, so I told them I would pay for their hair and makeup, but that they would be responsible for the cost of the bridesmaid dress. Although they had freedom as to what style they wanted, I just wanted a specific color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but most
importantly,
the same thing. I told them that they could say no to being a bridesmaid, that we would still be friends, and they could keep all gifts within the bridesmaid proposal box. And one of them said no, and we're still good friends.
So what she did is she sent what's called a bridesmaid proposal box, where you basically propose to your bridesmaids and say, hi, will you be my bridesmaid? You know, check yes, check no, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole box of crap in there, like hair products and, you know, like whatever private joke you have with people, snacks, all kinds of stuff. You don't have to do that, but people do. So in her bridesmaid box, she actually also included this letter. So people, after she posted that, people were asking, can we see the letter? And she said, okay. She said to them, she wanted them, they can wear any dress they want as long as it's dusty rose colored, nude heels, and gold accessories. That's what she asked for. Mm-hmm. She said, beyond that, you can choose the rest. One shoulder, strapless, V-neck, whatever looks best on you. Heel height for shoes, entirely up to you. She said, dress, shoes, alterations, accessories, all your budget. So feel free to wear what you have at home, but I'm not paying for that. She said, she's uncertain of the cost. She said, Google says the average for a bridesmaid dress is $200. Hopefully, you know, whatever, spend whatever you want. Bachelorette party. She said, my desired destination is an all-inclusive resort in Mexico in April 2022. Mm-hmm. The ideal time frame is Thursday through Sunday so that we have a full day on Friday and Saturday. She said, as of April 2021, Google says it'll cost $500 for airfare, stay, and drinks if we book by whatever date it is. So if you want to go to her bachelorette party, it is in Mexico. It will cost you $500. If you don't want to come, that's fine. But she'll be there in Mexico. Feel free to not show up. Mm-hmm. Other potential costs. She says, I'm going to provide the stay for the night of the rehearsal dinner. But the wedding night stay and any transportation back to your place is on you.
Okay.
She said, and then she said, maybe we can get those shirts that say Bride Squad. I'm not 100% sure. And then she said, you don't have to pay the host or bridal shower. I'm not even sure I want one. So bridal shower, probably not, but bachelorette party, definitely. And then she made a whole bunch of other things. Like she said, commitments are not mandatory. You know, if I want you to be there. If you don't want to be there, we can still be friends. So I like that she gave them the option.
All right. For me to be part of your wedding, it's already $700 large out of my pocket.
But feel free to say no to all that. That's what I'm telling you. She said, you can go buy a dusty rose colored dress at a thrift shop. Like she wasn't telling you to specifically buy a certain dress from a certain store. She was saying, this is the color.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a swatch. Match this color any way you want.
Yeah, because I don't know what dusty rose is, but
right.
Well, still, I'm out of pocket $700 to go to your wedding.
But you okay? So look at it this way: maybe you're somebody, and this is what a lot of my friends have done. My best friend got married in Portugal. It was at a time that you and I were doing mornings. I wasn't available to go to my best friend's wedding in Portugal because it was in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a side of me that I was like, you know, I can use a vacation. And wouldn't it be nice to take a vacation in Portugal where I only have to pay for the airfare? Everything else is paid for. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our friends did go because they were taking a vacation anyway. Why not go to Portugal and watch your best friend get married? You know?
Yeah, that's still a grand just for the flight.
But feel free to say no, which is what I did. I mean, right. I'm his best friend. I couldn't go to the wedding.
Right.
Because you and I were working. I didn't have the time off. There was no way I was going to go to Portugal. I was even trying to figure out, like, could I leave Friday after the show and be back by Sunday? But who flies to Portugal for a day? You know, what am I, flying private? Who am I? Kanye? No, it's not happening.
Yeah. And poor me having to put all that best stuff together. So thank you for not doing
that. Because I missed my flight. That's the other thing. What if you miss a flight? What if the weather changes? I couldn't take the risk. So that's why she said, feel free not to come.
I wonder if she's going to have anybody show up. I mean, that's still, I don't think if I'm going to be a part of your day, I think you should pay for everything.
My guess is her sister probably said to her, or the, groom's sister said, honey, we're going to Mexico. So she and at least one other person are going to be going to Mexico. If you all want to join, here's where we're staying. Here's what we're doing. And I'll pay for you. Just pay for your flight. Know what I mean? Like, so you don't have to go to Mexico. She'll be there. Here's where she'll be. Come meet me if you want.
Got it. Still, Mexico, all-inclusive, not $500. Maybe if you buy a whole... that's a couple grand.
No, she was... That's the whole thing. She was getting a package deal. If enough girls show up, it's a package deal, and they'll make it $500. Remember, it's only Thursday through Sunday. It's not for $500. You're not staying for 2 weeks.
It's not a week.
You show up Thursday, you've got Friday, Saturday, then you leave Sunday. So really, you know, $500 isn't buying you very much.
Yeah. All inclusive. I'm making that money back in alcohol and food. So
I'm bringing a pair of heels and I'm stripping down there. I'm going to make a little cash.
Not in Mexico. You're not. You'll make about 4 pesos. Have you seen the girls of Mexico? They're not paying you.
That's a good point. They're pretty hot. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's a good point.